Bez Hashem Mizbuch, we begin Perek Echad Ve'esim, the 21st chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Sanhedrin, in the Sefer Shleifos, in the Book of Judges. We will continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding the obligation to judge with righteousness. And this Perek will discuss specifically regarding to make sure that we direct the judgment with tzedek and with equanimity, as Rambam gives halacha off regarding the mitzvah to judge a righteous judgment. Mitzvah says the pasuk commandment lishpit hashefet betzedek, that the judge should judge with righteousness. Tanomik says the pasuk v'yikra betzedek tishpat amisecha, with righteousness you should judge your fellow. Now izehu tzedek mish, but what's considered the righteous judgment? Zu hashvoya shnei bali din b'chol davar. This is to make it equal both litigants for all purposes. That is, you shouldn't have one speaking as much as he wants to. Another one tell him, oh, make your words short. Shouldn't smile and greet openly to one, and to speak with him softly. Another one is going to frown at, and speak harshly. That should not be done. Halacha base, two litigants. If one of them was wearing expensive, fine clothing, and the second one is wearing disgraceful and disheveled garments, we tell the more dignified one, look, either get him dressed like you, until he could go out and litigate with you, that he wears the same expensive clothing like you, or you dress like him, until they're equal, then you can come for the court case, they have to be equal. That there is a requirement of standing by judgment. You can't have one sitting and one standing. Rather, both of them have to be standing. Now, if the courts want to have both of them sitting, so they can have them sit. But you can't have one sitting higher up and one lower down. Rather, one on the side of the other one. Now, when we say this, this is at the time when they're having the discussions, when they're having the give and take. But at the time of the passing of the verdict, then they both have to be standing. Shnomach says the pasuk in Shemois, that the people stood on Moshe. With the beginning of the pasuk says, in other words, when he was coming to do the Gemar Din, handing down the verdict, then the people have to stand. Then what's considered the handing down of the judgment? When he says, Ishplaini, this person, Atazaka, you win. Ishplaini, this person, Atachayim, you are guilty. When we say this, this is all Bebali Din regarding the litigants. But the witnesses, they always have to stand. Shemaka says the passing the bottom, the Omdu Shnei Hanashim, that the two people stand. Halacha Dalt. Talmud Chacham Ha'am Arad Shaboladin. If there's a situation where a Talmudic scholar and the ignoramus come to a court case, so Meshim Nasa Chacham, so there's a mitzvah to honor and to glorify a sage. So you have him sit down. Vayim Lamarta, and tell the ignoramus, shave, sit. If he doesn't sit, we're not particular about that if he doesn't want to sit. Now, v'loyakdim ha-talmud, a student, we're talking about this regarding one sitting, having someone sit, v'loyakdim ha-talmud, a student should not go beforehand, k'shiyov ha-ladin, when he comes for a court case, v'yeshu lefnei rabbin, is going to sit in front of his teacher, k'ryoitza lodin lefanav, who wants to go ahead and have a court case in front of him, meaning, before his litigant comes, even though he's just sitting and being silent, where the other litigant's not going to suspect him that he's coming to say words in front of the judge, which that's forbidden, as we say in Halacha Zayin, you can't have him sitting down in front of his Rebbe because it looks like as if he's telling him things which is going to be putting the other person at a disadvantage. But let's say he had a time that was designated, we had a set, special time that was set for him to learn with his Rebbe, then the bozmane, and it actually is that time right then muta, then it's permitted, because everyone knows he's going to learn Torah in the normal way. It's not that he's come to tell him things about the court case, that the other person is going to feel intimidated that he's getting the first word in. Now, halacha hei, kvar nogu kol batei dini Yisrael me'acha gemara. Now, in spite of what we said before, the custom has already been by all the courts and the Jewish people after the times of the Gemara, of the Talmud, b'chali yeshivas, in all the study halls, shemeshivin bali dini, that they go ahead and have the litigants sit, that the witnesses sit. Is to remove any types of disputes that might come up in these types of situations. Because we don't have the ability anymore, the strength, to go ahead and require the law as it is with all its force. And therefore, to just avoid any dispute, we just have everyone sit. Regarding having who do we hear first in regards to when it comes to the court case. So let's say there's a long line of people in the docket. They're waiting to get their court case being heard. So Makdimin has din hayosam din amana. We first go ahead and educate the case of an orphan before that of a widow. Kishnema says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, shiftu yosam, judge the orphan, yudiva amana, take under the dispute of the widow. You see the yosam comes before the amana. But the din amana kum din tamu chacham, the law of the case of a widow comes before that of a tamarik scholar. But din tamu chacham kum din arts, the case of a tamarik scholar comes before that of an ignoramus. And din the isha kum din the ish, regarding gender, we have a woman before a man, because the disgrace of a woman is greater, and it's more embarrassing for her than it is for a man to be there, and if we want to get her case done first before the man. Halacha Zayin, regarding the actual case itself, go ahead and putting in your claim of the one litigant versus the other one. So asla dain l'shmaya, it's forbidden for the judge to hear, divri echad mibaladinen, the claims of one of the litigants, koim shevich aved, before the other litigant even comes to the court, or if he's not there at that moment. Even just one thing, one word is forbidden. Like it says in the pasuk in Devarim, Shemaya ben Achechem. Hear this amongst your brothers, meaning both litigants have to be there at the time when you listen. One, when the other one's not there, violates a negative prohibition. Shemaya says in the pasuk in Shemayis, do not take on, do not hear a false report, which is that when it's not being mitigated with the other litigant. Actually, including this negative prohibition, Lisisa Shemeshav, actually includes many prohibitions. Asar l'bekabel lashon hara, it's a warning of receiving gossip, where it's a false report. Masabel lashon hara, or saying over lashon hara, or made edu sheker, or testifying a false witness. And b'chem baldin muzer, so too, there's a prohibition on the litigant himself, not just on the judge, but on the litigant shlei shmiyah debar b'dayin, that he should not have his words heard to the judge, koyim shiva baldin chavedei, before his fellow litigant comes to the judge. And Megamal Zeh, also on this, and what's similar to this, Nemet says in the pasuk, midva sheker terchak, from a false word, one should distance themselves. Anything that creates a false result is included in midva sheker terchak, including this, where by saying things not when the other one there, it's a one-sided discussion. A judge should not hear the claims from an interpreter. Unless if he recognized Lashon Bali Dinim, he knew the language of the litigants. V'shemetanezem, and he's hearing their claims, then he could hear this from, he could have an interpreter involved, as long as he hears directly and he understands. Now, b'meinim mor b'lashonim, now, if he's not so swift in their language, to be able to respond to them, yamana turgumon, then he could put up the interpreter, l'idia isam, to let them know p'saka, then the verdict that he's come down to. What was his rationale for saying this one's guilty and this one has been vindicated? For that, you could have an interpreter. Halacha tes. Tzorcha dain l'shmoya tanis bali dinin. The judge has to hear the claims of the litigants. V'lishnis tanis aim. And to repeat their claims, what's called reflective listening back to them. Krishna says the pasuk melachim aleph. But Yemen Melech and the king said, the great wisdom of the king, he said, Zoysimis, this tells us, Zebni hachai ubnei chameis. This is the one who had the living son, and your son is the one that died. But one thing is, you see that he repeated back to them what their claims were. He first justifies the judgment in his own heart, thinks about it, makes sense. Then he goes and he actually enunciates it and says the judgment. Now, where do we know from that a judge, he should not be a defender to any one of the words of the litigants? From the false words, you should distance yourself. Who are you getting involved and creating an aura about what he's saying? That's falsehood, because that's not your role. Eliyama, rather, the litigant should say, what appears to him, the yishtik, and the judge should be quiet and not make any remarks. And neither should he teach any one of the litigants a claim that could help for him. And then even if, let's say, one of the litigants brings a single lone witness, Loyimli shouldn't tell him, we don't accept the testimony of one witness, so you have to have two. No, you don't say that. And rather you say to the defendant, you say, you see this one witness is testifying against you. If only the guy would admit and say, ah, MS Haid, you're right. He's saying he's testifying the truth. No, you don't say anything. Tell the defendant, he comes back and he retorts and he says, what do you mean? He's a single witness. He's not believed on me. And that's true. But if there's anything like this, the judge himself doesn't get involved in the discussion. He just listens and he'll judge based on that. Now, halachid aleph, but let's say the judge does see a merit for one of them. And you see the litigant wants to say that claim. The does not connect the words. Or he sees he's in pain, to try to save himself with a true claim. But because of his fury and his anger and his stubbornness, he's like, he can't think clearly. Or he's getting confused because of his inability to understand the ideas. Then you could help him a little bit, lavina tchilas adavah, just to get him understanding the beginning of how to say what he wants to say. Mishumik the pasuk says initially, pesach pichal ilam, open up your mouth to the mute person. Then you let us start. But the Rambam concludes by saying, b'tzichel l'siyashim b'davah zahaber, you have to really be settled in this a lot to really think clearly first. Shloyir ka'ichad dionin, that he shouldn't be like a lawyer, like a counselor, that, like we said, you shouldn't be helping one of the litigants. But you see that he really knows it and he's struggling, then you could go ahead and assist that person.